This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields in the spring. Turn from green to that harvest honey. Pull one up for the banker downtown. They got him on his feet, the handshake of money. Here's to
episode of the American Family Farmer. Find the podcast every week of our discussions here in, I suppose, an edited fashion. The highlights of the American Family Farmer can be found at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. The present and past versions of our podcast are there. AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. I'm Doug Steffen. I am an American Family Farmer. I am pleased, proud probably is a better word for reasons of clarity and explanation. What I do on this program is what I've been doing on the air for 50-some-odd years. That is, trying to deal with problems and finding solutions, helping people, having a good time. I find that my time on the farm is among the most pleasant of my life. I love being on the air. I love my regular radio programs. I love the farm. I'm very blessed. And even though I'm blessed with having this great feeling about being on the farm, I am also troubled by the way farmers are being treated by the public in general, lack of knowledge about what really goes on the farm, what it takes to grow food, to produce food, becoming an American problem, a serious problem. And so thus the program exists to help you deal with some of your problems. The program's aimed at American family farmers, aimed at ag businesses that are run by American family farms and farmers, and the locavores who are buying the product. In a few minutes, we're going to meet two people who are very in touch with what the needs are of future agricultural generations. I have Dr. F. Dominic DiTavio, who's the president of Tarleton State University, which is the Texas A&M Ag School in Texas, and Steve Damron, who's the dean of the College of Agriculture there. We're going to talk about opportunities for diversification, what youngsters who are coming along are being trained in, what things are being offered for people to really get a degree in agriculture. I'm not sure a lot of people know that these opportunities exist, so the idea of having this and to explain what opportunities there are in the collegiate world for people to learn how to exist and thrive in the ag world, I think this is hopefully going to be helpful for all of you who have family, or maybe those of you who are wondering, hey, is there a place to go where I can get a good ag education? There definitely is. Tarleton, I think, is the best school in the country for this sort of thing. We'll find out how it works in a few minutes. Before that, though, I have an observation in a manner of speaking. I like to get into some of the news. If we have food news, locavore news, the sorts of things that are important. For example, I pass this along because I think that there are a lot of people producing things and naming them for, I guess one of the most fun I've had, bits and pieces of fun I've had over the years, is to dispel the notion that Kraft American cheese is neither cheese nor is it made in America. It's one of those things, it's just silly, the branding for some of the things. So there is a question that has surfaced about vegan cheese and whether or not it has a new name. I guess my question to you would be, would you want to eat something named after a person? Eating something called Gary. In Vegan Life magazine, there was a Facebook rant that was posted about vegan cheese, and now apparently it's changing the way vegans are referring to their cheese alternatives. This is from an angry non-vegan who posted a lengthy diatribe about how annoyed he gets when people call it vegan cheese because real cheese is only made from milk and it can't be vegan. Which is, okay, I get that. The ranter, whose name was blocked out for privacy reasons, said cheese is not made from coconuts. Call it Gary or something else. Just don't call it cheese because it's not. Some of the vegan foodies have taking the rant to heart and are humorously running with a suggestion to rename vegan cheese Gary. I wonder if that will stick. Gary. And an observation for those of us who are into dairy. I'm a dairy farm. Been around cows all my life. I noticed the National Milk Producers Federation is calling on the feds to take enforcement action against dairy products, imitation dairy products like Blue Magic Cashew Milk. This is like almond milk and silk milk and muscle milk, and it isn't milk. I'm with them on this one. This is something, Blue Magic Milk comes out of a California company named Urban Remedy. The nutrients that are in this are not even close to what you'd find in a regular glass of milk. For example, it's very high in sodium content. The calories and fat are way above what you would find in a regular glass of milk. Some people call it fat milk. 285, listen to this, 285 milligrams of fat in this thing. And by the way, what is it? We're supposed to have 2,000 calories a day. And in this thing, almost 300 calories just in a glass of Blue Magic Milk. So this is, I think if you want to, and I'm supportive of real milk. I think I'm a big supporter, frankly, of raw milk. I think raw milk should be available everywhere in our country because it is the truest form of nutrition. Some people argue with me about that, but that's only because they don't know, really. You look at a label from a bottle of raw milk. I sold it on my farm for 11 years. And then look at the nutrition label on a bottle of pasteurized milk, and there's no comparison. Anyway, food for thought. Lots of things going on here. The wheel keeps turning. It's 13 past the hour. We meet Dr. DeTavio and Dr. Damron right after these words. Time for an important message from MyPillow. If you're having a hard time tossing and turning when you're in bed at night and you're looking for new pillows, you all know the story of MyPillow. You all know how great they are. Patented adjustable fill. MyPillow stays cool and in place all night long. So, MyPillow sells itself. Here's a special offer for you from me. Four pillows for the price of one from MyPillow. You heard me right. One pillow you pay for, you get three more free. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows. Low price for one, don't pay for the other three. Make sure you use the promo code DS when you call 800-716-5989. One pillow you pay for, three you get free. 800-716-5989 or go to MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com. Remember, use the promo code DS.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to tell you about KFC's Georgia Gold.
And I'm also over here to tell you about Nashville Hot.
Georgia Gold is honey mustard barbecue.
KFC Nashville Hot is spicy and smoky.
Georgia Gold is sweet and tangy.
Nashville Hot is crispy and delicious.
You might be asking how I'm doing this.
You also might be asking where the nearest KFC is.
I don't know what you're asking. This is radio. I can't hear you. Try both delicious flavors at KFC.
Available in extra crispy chicken tenders or chicken littles for a limited time at participating KFCs. Prices may vary.
Have you experienced an uncomfortable moment on the job site? Maybe every time a coworker lifts a box, he grunts like a giraffe giving birth. Or you've just seen way too many butt cracks. Call the Timberland Pro Uncomfortable Moments Hotline at 1-877-40-COMFORT. Your uncomfortable story could be our next radio commercial. Timberland Pro knows work can be uncomfortable, so we make work gear that's comfortable. Work shirts, pants, and boots, head to toe. Share your uncomfortable story at 1-877-40-COMFORT. Timberland Pro, not uncomfortable.
Quarter past the hour. Doug Steffen here on the American Family Farmer with President F. Dominic DeTavio. Now, he's not F.
Hey, Doug. Good morning.
Good morning. Dominic is a very close personal friend of mine. He was the president of Heidelberg College/University before he took over at Tarleton State University in the A&M system in Texas. Has done a fabulous job there and is known around the country as one of the leading educators, not only when it comes to this particular form of post-secondary education, but just as a leader in general. And I say that, and I know his face easily gets red when I either say things about him or ask him embarrassing questions.
You are always overly kind to me, Doug, and I will tell you, I feel always so privileged to be on the program with you, but because of the topic that you wanted to talk about today, I thought I really needed to bring in somebody that knew what they were talking about. and that's the reason why I asked Dr. Steve Dameron to be with us. He is relatively new to Tarleton, but I will tell you what, he is truly one of the best in agriculture in the country. And we were able to steal him across the Red River and get him into Texas, and he is doing a fabulous job for us here and just has a breadth of knowledge about agriculture that I think is something that is close to your heart and something that
I think you know me.
Can have a great conversation with you about.
Well, before we get to him, though, I want to spend a little time talking with you. And yes, I recognize looking at his CV how much you have gained by bringing him to Tarleton. But they have gained also by having you there in the sense that you recognize all kinds of educational opportunities. But how is it in an ag school like this? I mean, Texas is an ag state, but how much outside of Texas can you draw? I mean, Texas A&M is supported by the regents in the state of Texas, but how far and wide do you go to attract students to come there to learn about the futures in ag?
Well, I don't know specifically about how far and wide in ag, but what I can tell you is typically Tarleton has somewhere between 45 and all 50 states represented in our student population, and usually somewhere between 25 and 30 foreign countries represented in our student population as well. And a lot of that has to do with the reputation that we have in agriculture. For years, we have really been one of the largest non-land grant universities in the country in agriculture, and our reputation has certainly been something that people have recognized far and wide, not only because of the excellence that we have in our agricultural program specifically in a college, but also because we have some unique programs that do work well beyond the Texas borders. One is called the Texas Institute for Applied Environmental Research that does a lot of water quality work across the country and across the world for that matter, everywhere from the West Coast to the East Coast and into Africa, South America. And then we have a Center for Agribusiness Excellence that is an enormous data mining program that is focused on crop production primarily. And we have virtually real-time data coming in every day into Tarleton on all the crops across the country, all the ag properties across the country that allows us to monitor how it is that production is taking place and whether or not there are some things going on within that production that people need to know about, and using data mining techniques to do that.
So the combination of the two really gets
our name out there.
I'm going to tease you a little bit because you are originally in Ohio, a Buckeye, and worked a lot at Ohio State. And they have a pretty good College of Agriculture there. You got your doctorate from Purdue, the College of Agriculture there. So there's other, you have other influences that have brought you to this place. But I kind of, I think to myself, I'm chuckling a little because of your allegiance to Ohio State.
But I am a Buckeye. There's no doubt about it.
They got a good College of Ag there as well. But I think this, what I know about you and about this school, there's a real strong focus on where we are now and where we need to be. And thus, in a few moments, we're going to welcome in the gentleman that Dr. DiTavio so highly recommended, Dr. Steve Dameron, who's the Dean of the College of Agriculture and Environmental Sciences at Tarleton State, as I said, a part of the A&M system in Texas with opportunities. You have somebody in your family, somebody you're close to, who wants to know how to become a farmer using this scientific method. Stay tuned for that, 21 after the hour.
Hi. hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down. Baby, take my arm.
Back to our time together here on the American Family Farmer. Doug Steffen, Dr. Dominic DiTavio is president of Charleston State University, one of the great ag institutions in our country. He's been all around serving on all kinds of boards, helping to create an atmosphere in the college world that is very positive. I loved working with him at Heidelberg. Actually, I like him, whether he's at Heidelberg or Tarleton or any place else. I find him to be one of those people that you can always learn from, and I enjoy that in conversation and times together. It's always great not to just... there's nothing superficial about either of us when we have conversations about things, and that's kind of cool. Dr. Steve Dameron is a fellow that came from Tennessee down to the throes. How did you get yourself from... Come on. I want you to tell me, Steve. You know that I'm friends with Dominic, so how did he convince you to come? What did he sing to you? Did he promise you millions? What did he say?
The millions part, definitely not.
No.
Okay. So there had to be other things. One of the great things, the selling points of Tarleton, is just the reputation of the school and the reputation of the College of Agricultural and Environmental Sciences. I was looking for a place where I thought I could have impact and do some good, and I wanted to be able to do that in a place that was already doing good work, and that was really the selling point. That's what got me here.
All right, so here's what attracts me to you. As a cow guy, you got your doctorate in ruminant nutrition. How many people even know? Come on, Dominic, is that what got him over the top for you? He's an expert in what happens.
That was a specialty I had to have, there's no doubt.
Yeah, right. So you want to explain that, Dr. Dameron, for people who don't have cows and don't know what ruminant nutrition is?
Well, the ruminant is a special creature. They have a stomach that's divided into four parts. The biggest one is the rumen. In a full-grown cow, it'll be about the size of a 55-gallon drum. So there's lots and lots of volume in there. And what happens is the cow or lots of other ruminants, sheep, goat, whatever, eats forage, grasses, browse, whatever. It goes into the rumen. There's a fermentation process that is sort of a pre-digestion for the animal. Then it moves on down the rest of the tract, and once you get to the true stomach, they're sort of like any other animal. They start extracting nutrients. The difference is many of the nutrients were actually unlocked in that fermentation process. So you and I eat grass and we don't get anything out of it. A cow eats grass and they get a lot out of it. So that's what a ruminant does.
Well, we do grazing, but we're grazing on lettuce and spinach and broccoli and asparagus. And yeah, we don't have the same kind of system. But it's very interesting because I do lots of different radio work and different programs, and one of them has to do with health, and the health of the gut of the human being can be translated to the cow tenfold, not only because it has a stomach 10 times bigger than ours, but because if you don't have a healthy gut, you don't have a healthy being, right?
That's right.
Yeah, I mean, you just got to know what's in there and how it's working. And then, you know, sometimes it doesn't work. You have a DA. And I don't want to get too technical because I'm really more interested in talking about opportunities. How do you get students? Where do you get students? Why do you get students? Opportunities for young people to get into the world of agriculture. This is the way to get the right training. So that's our focus as we continue here on the American Family Farmer.
Whether your kids are still in car seats or high school, Chrysler offers an entire lineup of family-friendly vehicles designed to make your life easier. And now, take advantage of great deals at your local Chrysler dealer.
In today's automotive news, why did Aston Martin create a DB11 with a V8 engine when the V12 was so successful? China gets fined for CO2 output, so the V8s are free of the pollution tax there. There are some differences on the exterior of the V8. The V8 only has 2 vents in the hood as opposed to 4 vents in the V12. It has a slightly different grille, different wheels, and for the first time in history, Aston Martin is spelled out across the rear of the boot. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Whether your kids are still in car seats or high school, Chrysler offers an entire lineup of family-friendly vehicles designed to make your life easier. And now, take advantage of great deals at your local Chrysler dealer.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Kriebel.
I can remember when gas stations had both self-service and full-service islands, and many drivers enjoyed the full-service choice. Attendants would run out to the car, pump the gas, air up your tires, wash the windshield, and check the oil. When consumers found that self-service resulted in cheaper gas, though, most of us abandoned full-service stations, so today they're a nostalgic thing of the past. But not in New Jersey and Oregon, the two states that legally ban people from pumping their own gas. They claim it's about safety, but years of history in the other 48 states prove otherwise. It's about protecting higher prices, and that is not the government's job. Citizens there should look through the lens of liberty and tell the state it's none of their business how we decide to fill her up.
All regulations curtail freedom, but we can fix that. Find out how at lensofliberty.org.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
With information and optimism, even though there are a lot of American family farmers who are getting booted around by process and policy, there still is great opportunity, and that's what we're here to discuss. Dr. Stephen Damron is from the College of the Agricultural College, Environmental Sciences College. He's the dean at Tarleton State University. You can go to their homepage, tarleton.edu, T-A-R-L-E-T-O-N, tarleton.edu. Dr. F. Dominic DiTavio is the president of the school. He's here to learn and listen as well with the rest of us to what's going on. So I said I wanted to have a discussion about opportunities and how it is that you are finding, and this is for both of you, how you find good qualified students. Who's coming to you that wants to learn about agriculture in our country?
Well, let me just cue up one piece of this, and then I'll let Dr. Dameron talk about that in more specific detail. But one of the things that I found here that is an absolute jewel, and I'm extraordinarily proud about, is our commitment to FFA, Future Farmers of America.
Mm-hmm.
We run, well, first, in Texas, there are more FFA chapters than any place in the country. And Tarleton then runs more competitive agricultural events for FFA than any place in Texas. We have more students that come for competitive events. At one event, there are something approaching 8,000 to 10,000 students and teachers from across Texas. And that is an extraordinarily important part of who we are, and it goes back for decades. But importantly, those students that come here, many of them often see a university campus for the first time, and they often fall in love with this place. And even though they may not come as agricultural students, agricultural or environmental sciences, they come for other programs because of that exposure that they have here at Tarleton through FFA. And so for us, that not only is a great learning opportunities for students in FFA, but it's also an incredibly important opportunity for students to be exposed to a college environment. Mm-hmm. And then I think Dr. Dameron might talk more specifically about those opportunities relative to agricultural and environmental sciences.
Well, one of the things nationwide is just that there really are a lot of jobs in agriculture and the natural resources. So, and that's certainly true in Texas. So we have a great record of placing our graduates, and that can do more for recruiting than anything else. If you know somebody that is happy in a job and you find out where they went to school, it becomes an opportunity for you. I think that the reputation of the place really helps us a lot, and of course you have to work to keep that reputation up, but I feel like we do. As an example, we graduate about 50 agriscience teachers every year, and almost all of them go to work in the public schools. And 5 years out, 95% of them are still in public schools. If you just compound that and look at the number of our graduates who are coming in contact with high school students and have that opportunity to influence them, it's huge. We also have some uniquenesses here, some things we've been able to maintain that it's been harder for other places to maintain. We have an agri-center. It's about 800 acres. We have various enterprises, beef cattle, swine. We have a very strong equine program. We also have a 1,000-acre ranch that's just very close to us, where our students can actually get out and do things. What you have to figure out in education is what do you want your students to learn and what do you want them to be able to do. And we feel that the doing is a very important thing. So whether it's a welding class where they're actually welding metal together, or a wildlife class where they're sampling wild populations of various species, whether it's beef production class where they're processing calves and performing AI and that sort of thing. We have a huge dairy here, 400 cow dairy, that's Southwest Regional Dairy Center, that we're the only one in the state. So we have all of these things that allow students to actually learn by doing, and that's very important to us.
So what kind of monetary arrangements, the state schools are doing, but just in general, both of you, if you can talk about how people get into school and stay there, because it's expensive no matter what system you're involved in. There are a lot of grants, I know, that you can apply for to do programs and to bring students in. But we all hear about the challenges of what you can afford to do, students being in debt, that kind of stuff, doesn't make a difference what kind of college you're going to, still a lot of debt involved. So how do you work there? I understand that there is competition for the good students, but you also, you know, got to get real about filling up the coffers. And I know we always had this debate at Heidelberg, Dominic, the way that you give student aid, and maybe that's a good general discussion for a couple of minutes before we get into the specifics of who you're attracting, who's coming to an ag school. But first, how about the general situation in terms of opportunities and how you pay for them?
Yeah, well, I think the first thing to understand is that most universities do have a lot of financial aid opportunities available for students. At Tarleton, close to 90% of our students are receiving some kind of financial aid package, and that takes the form from federal grants to state grants to university-wide to college-specific scholarships that are dependent upon the particular majors and the like. Over the years, certainly Tarleton and most universities have been very fortunate not only to receive directly, or for students to directly receive federal and state aid when they're attending a state university, but we've had very generous donors over the years, alumni and friends, that have an interest, say, specifically in animal science, where they have an interest specifically in wildlife science, and because of that, they're providing scholarships for our students if they are majoring in certain disciplines, or general scholarships just for any student in good standing. And so the combination of grants and scholarships, which are indeed two different things, and the fact that you might be, that you're at a public university, makes the cost of attending college much more affordable than it would be otherwise.
All right, so Steve, who are you attracting? Who's the average kid who's coming to you and says, I want to be a farmer? Where is he coming from? Where is she coming from? Because more and more, frankly, women are involved in this, in these ag schools, because more and more women are wanting to work on the farm for all of the right reasons. At least that's my read on it. What are we getting for students?
If it's a student who is coming to us because they want to farm or ranch, a huge percentage of those are actually coming from farming and ranching backgrounds. We have a lot of students who want to go back to a ranch, or who want to do something associated with a family-owned farm or ranch. As a matter of fact, that's in our college, that's one of the primary career goals for students, and it doesn't much matter what their major is. If that's their goal, that's where they're coming from. But we have students who have been associated with agriculture, maybe directly or maybe peripherally, who also want to have a career in agriculture. If you look nationwide, there are about 1 million production agriculturists, people who are actually producing the food. There's between 20 and 25 million jobs that support them. Students, it is. It's huge. So we tend to attract a lot of students who want to go and become extension agents, who want to go into sales and marketing, whether that's seed or genetics or seed or fertilizer or whatever. Farmers have to have folks to help them keep up with what's out there. The whole reproduction services, whether it's horses or whether it's cattle or whatever, huge market segment for our graduates, and that whole area with the breakthroughs in the genome and the ability to characterize genetics in a way that you can sell very specific genetics to people who need very specific outcomes in their herds, it's huge. And then we have a lot of students who want to go to work for government agencies, whether it's USDA or whether it's Texas Department of Agriculture or whatever, and we place a lot of students in those. So all of these support areas are also important.
All right. How are we dealing with this? What are we bringing to the farm? Our conversation continues for a few more minutes. Dr. Steve Damron, who's Dean of College of Agriculture and Environmental Sciences at Tarleton State University, along with the president of the school, Dr. Dominic DiTavio, 46 past the hour. This is Doug Steffen with a focus on Vivint Smart Home. This is the number one smart home services provider in America. It wants to make your home smarter and your life easier. And wow, doorbell cameras, security cameras, smart thermostats, door and window sensors, smoke detectors. There's all of this and more connected through a unified network with centralized control. Vivint Systems. Simple, intuitive, and something that you need if you want to make things easier in your home. What a great idea to give somebody that you care about that may be home alone a Vivint system. How about that for a Christmas idea? Automatic climate control, optimum comfort. You can speak to the person at the front door with a Vivint system. You can open the door. Call 855-718-6167 to get all the benefits. Vivint Home Systems, 855-718-6167.
This is Bob Tufts of My Life is Worth It for a Healthier You. When I was diagnosed with multiple myeloma over 8 years ago, the median survival rate was only 1 to 3 years. Luckily for me, science and biomedical innovation have changed that. 10 new myeloma treatments were introduced in the past year. The 5-year survival rate for myeloma patients is now almost 50%, and at some hospitals it is 63%. In the 8 years since my diagnosis, I've taught over 1,500 students at 3 colleges, served as a school advisor, and coached hundreds of young baseball players through the Major League Baseball Players Alumni Clinics. I want all cancer patients to have those extra years to enjoy life and contribute back to society. That's why we must stop mindless cost-cutting and refocus our healthcare system on patients. Our lives are worth it. For more details, go to Facebook/Better Healthcare Policy. Once again, that's Facebook/Better Healthcare Policy.
All right, a couple more minutes here with Dr. Damron and Dr. DiTavio. And in that time, by the way, I want to make sure everybody understands the homepage for Tarleton University is tarleton.edu. I'll say my thanks to both of you because I know we'll run up against the clock in a moment. The dairy world, dairy farmers, many people, as in my circumstance, I certainly feel this way, feel we're being overrun by the government and by big ag, the super agribusinesses. I don't know that that's when you have a policy, but do you feel like part of your mission is to encourage the family farms? Dominic, I'll start with you.
Well, I think one of the things that I certainly discovered since coming here is the continued importance of families in farming in Texas. Before we went on air, Steve and I were talking, and I think he had a number there that said 98%, I believe was the number, of the farms and ranches in Texas are still have a family connection to them. And so we would be remiss if we did not continue to understand that important connection of families into farming and to continue to make a point of how it is that we can be of assistance to those family-based operations. Even though there may be some very large dairy operators in Texas, there are. The ones that we deal with principally still have the family connection to them, but the economics of them have grown to the point that they may be dealing with 10, 20,000 head of cattle, but there still are an awful
family
lot of
operation.
Them. That are family operations.
I'm going to leave it at that because we run out of time. But I appreciate both of you being here. A lot of good information and hopefully a good way of recruiting some new students connected to family farms. Tarleton University, tarleton.edu, Dr. DiTavio, Dr. Damron, thanks for being here and the American Family Farmer.
If If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Here's to the farmer, the plants, the fields, and the spring that turn from green to that harvest money. Pull one up for the
53 past the hour, the American Family Farmer. In a moment, I'm going to relay a circumstance that is all too common in our country today. The federal government, I know many of you, well, not many of you, but sometimes I hear from people. You can, by the way, contact me, Doug at DougStephan.com, or you can go to Twitter at Doug Stephan, Stephan. If there's something that I say that you want to get clarification on, something that upsets you, or an idea for a discussion that we ought to have as we work toward solving problems of the American family farmer, I'm going to deal with one way of not to solve it, but it's a great example of the feds screwing things up. We'll have that in a moment. First, I want to encourage you as farmers and farm-related folks to make sure you get a great night's sleep. We all know the benefit of a good night's sleep, and it's hard on the farm because most of us work around the clock. Sunrise to sunset, it's up, it's Adam. And so we need to start refreshed, and in order to do that, you got to get a good night's sleep. And a way to get a good night's sleep is probably better than anything else. Make sure that the pillows that you're using are, substantive and fill the bill. And when I say that, I mean fill literally, because the fill on my pillows is a different patented fill. Lets you put the pillow in a way around your head and your neck that makes you feel like you're going to stay there, be comfortable. It's just the way you like it. Isn't that what you want? a pillow that's just the way you like it. The patented adjustable fill inside of every MyPillow stays cool and in place all night long. So you get the kind of support you need. This is better than any other pillow that you've ever used. What are you waiting for? Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, and order your MyPillow. And over again, people say, well, I'm refreshed to hear you talk about how often people should get rid of their pillows. With a MyPillow, you can keep it longer because you can wash it and dry it. And it has the ability to, in doing that, get rid of the mites and the bugs and the gucka that's in pillows. So do yourself a favor. Take advantage of all the benefits of having a MyPillow, a nice new MyPillow or a set of them. Here's the thing. Right now at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV, you'll buy two pillows and pay for one. Yep, one premium MyPillow, get a second one for a loved one or for yourself or whatever without paying for it. No way the offer lasts because they're going like hotcakes, but why not take advantage of it while you can? A two-pillow deal for the price of one at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. So the federal government has admitted to this. This is what's so outrageous. Here's this small Montana operation. It's actually a meat plant, and the feds have gone after arbitrarily this small family-run meat plant, and this is, underscores the long-standing problem in our country, and I think it may be one of the big issues facing the people who are trying to keep a small farm going. I'm looking at I have a number of stations that are in Montana, Butte newspaper carrying a story. I look there. I look at all the local newspapers in the areas where I have radio stations. And so this is the story of Riley Meats, a family operation. This is a third generation operation. It's like they don't know what they're doing. His grandfather, the fellow's running it now, his grandfather started the business in the 1940s. And so the operation comes with a reputation. The place is immaculate. You look at pictures of it. And yet the federal government, the food and safety people, have decided they're going to go after this guy and just harass the hell out of him. The inspectors have been there off and on for 36 years. They come in now on a daily basis just looking for something. They've never written the guy up. They've never taken any action against him. And he doesn't slaughter his own meat. He's a processor. He's a purveyor, and he specializes in fine meats. So, but what I'm bringing it to your attention because this guy's being chased out of business by these people, even though they don't say to him, you can't do this, that, or the other thing. They just come in there, and every day they're asking him questions. There's two or three people. Wouldn't you think they'd have something better to do? It's shocking how the federal government takes, this is an individual vendetta. The guy who runs the local inspection division had a run-in with a grandfather, I guess, at one point in time. So now they just take their federal BS and chase this guy around. And meanwhile, customers are in the store and they're concerned because, these people are all around asking, why are you buying meat in here? Yeah, that kind of stuff. What the hell business is that of theirs? But just another example of the government gone awry that I wanted you to know about. This small outfit in Montana, Riley Meats. We should spiritually keep them on the top of our mind to support them.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.